There is good news today from the U.S. Commerce Department. Retail sales were up in May, a lot. In fact, the department revised sales numbers upward for both April and March. Here to tell us about what the spring shopping numbers mean for the economy is Marilyn Giewax. She is senior business news editor for NPR in Washington. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
What happened last month?
Well, the report showed that retail sales were up in May by 1.2%, and that's a good number. That's strong. And then March and April were up also. They got revised upwards. So when you look at a three-month trend, what happened this spring? We shopped. We enjoyed it. And, you know, that suggests that those slow sales that we saw back in the winter, you know, you folks in Boston could probably attest to this. It maybe really was the weather. So economists are pretty pleased with this. Consumers are buying lots of different things, clothes, electronics, groceries, building materials. A big array of items were up. And consumers were especially eager to get new vehicles. Sales at dealerships were up about 2%. And that's certainly encouraging for the economy. Service stations saw a jump by 3.7%. So we didn't just buy the cars, we were driving them. That
yes,
all looks pretty good.
Which we didn't want to do during that winter weather, which we don't want to talk about anymore.
Exactly.
So does all of this suggest the second half of this year is going to be a strong one?
Well, there's never any guarantees with a dangerous world, but it does look like the economy has momentum. And we got another good sign this morning. The Labor Department said that for the 14th consecutive week, initial claims for unemployment benefits were less than 300,000. And that 300,000 mark, that's kind of a benchmark that suggests anything below that, you're in a pretty healthy market. So if people aren't losing their jobs and they're willing to spend more, things should be pretty good.
The Federal Reserve Board is going to be meeting next week. This is a highly anticipated meeting because they're going to be deciding whether to raise interest rates or not. Is it likely that the upbeat reports you've been talking about on sales and jobs will encourage them to start raising rates?
Well, the timing of this Fed meeting is kind of interesting because it's June, and the last time they raised interest rates was in June of 2006, so nine years is a long time. Over that time, the Fed has basically been cutting rates or holding them down. They want to encourage people to take out car loans, to get small business loans. So the goal was to stimulate growth. But, you know, at this point, I know it sounds kind of crazy because we think its economy hasn't been that great, but actually the recession has been over since June of 2009. So that means we've had 6 years of slow but steady growth. So a lot of economists say the Fed really should raise interest rates now, get back to more normal historic levels. But others say it's still kind of fragile out there. I think that the thinking among economists is that the Fed will kind of split the difference. They are deciding to raise rates, but they'll hold off probably until September is the likely betting.
Okay, really quickly before you go, there is news today that Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as head of 21st Century Fox. He's 84 years old. What do you know about this?
Well, my colleague here at NPR, David Folkenflik, says that he's got well-placed sources that confirm these stories that the 84-year-old Murdoch is going to step down as the CEO at 21st Century Fox. This is a big deal because he's a very important media tycoon, a really big media empire all over the globe. But anyway, David says that his sources say that Murdoch will be replaced as CEO by his son, James. So this is probably going to take place at a board meeting. With his sons in place running the businesses after him, he's probably still going to be a very powerful guy.
Okay. We'll hear more on All Things Considered this afternoon. Marilyn Giewax, senior business editor at NPR. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome.